USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The wildfires in Hawaii have now killed at least 36 people. Officials in Maui said this morning that the deaths were discovered amid the active Lahaina fire. The wind whip wildfires have forced hundreds of people to evacuate, overwhelmed hospitals, and drove some people into the ocean to escape the flames. Entire blocks of homes and businesses in historic Lahaina town went up in smoke, where fires fueled by wind from a passing hurricane were concentrated. The popular tourist spot turned into a raging inferno in no time whatsoever. President Biden is wrapping up his Western trip today in Utah. Biden made stops in Arizona and New Mexico this week and will speak in Salt Lake City today to highlight the one-year anniversary of the PACT Act, expanding benefits to military veterans sickened by exposure to toxic burn pits. Yesterday, FBI agents shot and killed a Utah man who allegedly was making online threats against Biden. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has fired his top general and is telling his military to prepare for war. North Korea's state media agency reported today that Kim is calling for more weapons production, expanded military drills, and preparation for the possibility of war. The call for expanded arms production comes as the United States suspects North Korea of providing weapons to Russia for its war in Ukraine. A national chain is bringing back Taco Tuesday for an entire month. Taco Bell says its customers will be able to get a free taco every Tuesday from August 15th to September 5th. The offer comes after the Taco John's restaurant chain dropped its trademark on the phrase Taco Tuesday, making it possible for other businesses to use it. Taco Bell has released a statement saying, "Taco Tuesday belongs to all who make, sell, eat, and celebrate tacos." USA News.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The crowd numbers at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is down this year, but drug and alcohol arrests are up. The South Dakota Department of Transportation reported the vehicle count hit 250,000 on Tuesday, the fifth day of the rally. That's about 40,000 below the five-year average. Meade County Sheriff Pat West said yesterday that felony and misdemeanor drug arrests are pretty high compared to last year. He also said DUIs continue to be an issue. Twitter records are being used as evidence in the Justice Department's case against presidential candidate Donald Trump.
Unsealed court records have revealed that Special Counsel Jack Smith secured a search warrant for Donald Trump's Twitter account during the 2020 election case. The documents indicate that Twitter was prohibited from notifying Trump about the warrant due to concerns that Trump might destroy evidence. Additionally, Twitter incurred a $350,000 fine for its delayed submission of the records. Trump is facing felony charges for his alleged effort to unlawfully overturn the 2020 election. I'm John Schaefer.
Ecuadorian presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio is dead.
Local authorities say he was shot to death while leaving a political rally in the country's capital city of Quito. Villavicencio was leaving a rally at a high school when the shots rang out. He was rushed to a nearby hospital and pronounced dead. Villavicencio had been polling behind other candidates, but had seen an increase in support recently. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Can we make 10,000 thread count sheets?
For Lens Linen, staying in the comfort zone is never an option.
The maximum thread count we could possibly thread.
An industrial seamstress would make their sweet dreams come true.
I want it to feel like you're on a snowflake, on cotton candy, on marshmallows, on a cloud.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.